Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, We Need More Than a Plastic Stethoscope.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. I definitely thought I'd have a healing ministry when I was a child. I had a blue plastic doctor bag with a plastic stethoscope, a pretend syringe, and a tiny mallet for tapping my patients' knees to check their reflexes. This mallet, by the way, also came in handy to smack annoying little brothers, but that's another story. I pictured myself as a wise and beloved physician. So when Jesus sends his followers to the lost sheep of Israel to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, it sounds pretty great. Right up until he warns them that they'll be like sheep amongst wolves. I guess that means that the lost sheep are to be found amongst the wolves, which is not the kind of healing ministry that I had in mind. And probably the disciples felt about the same. Travel with an attitude of peace and healing, he tells them, but be ready for persecution and arrest because siblings, parents, children will betray one another to death. Yikes. Well, good thing this is all in the past, right? Not so fast. Thinking from the perspective of a theology of kinship, which positions us in relationship with one another and with the rest of God's good creation and with God, it seems to me that sibling is still betraying sibling, parents their children, and children parents. Have we not betrayed our poor sisters and brothers to deadly neighborhoods with filthy water? Betrayed our sisters and brothers from other countries to refugee camps, and the coyotes who take advantage of people longing to cross a border? Have we not betrayed the earth, the common home that sustains us like a parent and is the inheritance of our children, to greed and neglect? And these days, have we not also betrayed our organizations and institutions to a death-dealing, endlessly self-perpetuating inequality of gender and access, and especially race? These are pretty hard words. I wrote them down and instantly disliked them. And somehow, in the middle of all this, I'm still managing to worry mostly about myself because I don't want to be handed over or persecuted or hated. How embarrassing. I see it in terms of me. Will I suffer? When in fact, I need to expand my view and ask, what kind of world is it where these things happen at all? I have to get out of my own fearful head and focus on what God wants for the world, because others are being betrayed, handed over, persecuted, hated. Thus, Jesus advises the disciples and us to be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. We're to be as wise as serpents. We are to see people and events, including ourselves, for what they are, and to truthfully, courageously name grace and sin. We are to be innocent as doves, refusing to play into the violence and fear and selfishness that allow betrayal as a mode of living. Dear friends, this takes more than a plastic stethoscope. It takes wisdom and innocence and the Holy Spirit so that we can choose the kinship that heals us.